So I'm going through the neighborhood right now, checking all the cars, SUVs, things that I need to know about, things I don't see on a regular basis. There's a black Challenger. What's that black Challenger I was talking about? License plate. Just too much straight. This is a Ford. Nice little campers. Nothing that I'm looking for. Right now I'm checking sea ice. Sometimes you need to put them in a checkmate. That's what I've realized. White truck, blue truck. White van. Yeah. So. Not every time. Double triple check for the 9 o'clock appointment. On time. All cars are the same. White trucks. That means I'm never gonna be in that car again. Remember that. Because when you take it, that's how you go into it. Blue truck. That's just what happens. Come on, what were you thinking? That's what I thought. You ready to take it? This is
if you learn about the whole story about black and white.
I can hear you. So what were you saying?
Oh. Like I was just saying.
Put it on here.
Oh.
Oh. You're such an island person. Oh.
Yeah, I know.
Oh. Okay, that's why I do it all the time. It's an island thing.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it probably is an island thing.
Yeah. But, well, okay, so you said it began when?
Well, you know, a lot of times when there's a so-called white man preaching everywhere that you see a black person, he's a scavenger, he commits crime, they kill one another and all this crap. The reason why we do this is because it's through slavery. We were taught to behave that way through Willie Lynch. Willie Lynch is an English slave master who actually came to the Caribbean and he made his grounds there.
Mm-hmm.
But he would have a meeting with all the slave owners in America as well. That he has a letter, Willie Lynch letter, that it instructs slave owners to teach our people to behave in such a way that we hate each other, we hate ourselves. So every time, you know, a lot of us, when we see each other, it's not at a friendly pace where, you know, if you see another Korean, you're full breed Korean or whatever it is.
Yeah, they don't look at me the same.
They don't look at you the same?
Nope, because I'm mixed. Because, see, they don't want to accept me. If I were to go there today, they wouldn't accept me.
Right.
Yeah. But if I was full Korean, yeah.
And they don't accept you. Yeah.
But if I was North Korean, you know, they would not accept me. But they just got, they're just now getting along. They just signed, you know, a peace over right. North and South, but who knows how long that's going to last.
Right.
It's just like Haiti and Dominican Republic.
Dominican Republic, yep, exactly. Yeah. And that's the thing, it's a very shameful thing to, but this is your own brother. Mm-hmm. This is your own kind, but yet you hate one another. I don't think it's natural. I don't think it's meant to be that way. But unfortunately, now we learn to go back as far as history. If I know I've followed along other brothers who have showed and done videos on Deuteronomy 28.
Deuteronomy 28?
The whole chapter. The thing with, you know, our people going against each other, hating one another. It's prophesized in that scripture, portion of scripture. Because, and another thing, the world likes to lump us with Africans. Actually, in the biblical meaning for African, is Hamites. Because Ham, the Ham,
yeah,
he's the last son of Noah. And he would be the progenitor of the dark races, but except the Negroes. We are in the line of Shem. And that's Shem. Okay, so Ham, Shem, and Japheth.
And Japheth.
Japheth. So, a lot of times, when the so-called white man writes in his history, he would lump us with Africans so that we will be confused. But then when you pray and you seek the Lord and you ask the Lord certain questions, well, I know I've asked him, well, why did you make me black, Lord? Well, why did you make me dark? You know, because there's a time when I felt like I was a curse. Like,
yeah.
But that is a lie.
Yep.
And I know my father gave me a scripture, and I recently know the scripture, which is Psalms 139.
Psalms 139?
Verses 14.
Psalm 139, verse 14.
You're created to do good works. You're fearfully and wonderfully made to do good works.
Fearfully and wonderfully made. I love that. You know.
And I love that scripture too. And that's part of what stems me to extend and find out more about myself according to what the Bible says and not what man says.
Yeah.
Because here it is, I'm thinking, look, if I'm fearfully and wonderfully made to do good works, and in many cases, I mean, I'm, you know, thank the Lord he has given me talents. He's given me a good personality, a way to be a good person, Lord, you know, through his grace.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. So let's check about my history. And I know there's a couple of Israelites group out there. And I think the Lord has put it there for a reason. Because our people, we are lost. We don't know who we are. Sometimes you ask a person, like especially a person of color here, mm-hmm. what is his nationality? He doesn't even know.
Nope.
No. He would just say black or, you know.
Black or white. Caucasian, this and that.
Yeah.
And they're like, no. Or mixed with this and that. I'm mixed with a bunch of things. Well, you should know exactly what you're mixed with, you know?
Right.
If you're mixed.
Here it is, you know, a technical answer. Before you look into the Bible and really pray and seek is that, okay, I'm from the Virgin Islands, so okay, I'm a Virgin Islander. But when you really think about it, the Virgin Islands, to be a people, to be a nation, you gotta have financial independence, you gotta have financial resources, and you gotta, you know, you gotta have power. You know, you gotta have enough power to claim your own land, and you know, you gotta defend it. Like everything else, everybody else.
If you don't have enough money for oxen or beasts, you know, you gotta take up your own yoke, just like he was talking about.
Right.
Like, and then independence.
Independence, exactly. So that, like, you know, and if you ask a Filipino, which part of, you know, what's your nationality? Filipino. I'm from the, you know, sometimes you would hear people say, I'm from this tribe. I'm from that tribe. Or I got this roots. You know, and then you know your language. What is your language? Oh, which one?
Are you going to take a left at this light, right?
At this light, okay.
I'm going to take you through the back way.
Okay. All right, sounds good. But when you ask, when you really study where you came from, all you know is English. All I know is another man's language. So at the moment, until the Lord revealed it to me through, you know, the people that studied this word. We're going to your dad's place?
You just take a right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, before he reveals you through the other, our people, because nobody is going to tell us the truth. Everybody's going to say that we're this, we're that. And then you're going to be left searching for more.
Mm-hmm.
So I realized that as a Virgin Islander, my language is English. It's not even my own. Which one?
No, sorry, left.
Left? Okay.
Yeah.
It has done nothing but bring even more burden to our people.
Yeah.
And I have a book named, titled From Timbuktu, From Babylon to Timbuktu, at my house right now.
Oh, what?
And it's by Rudolph Windsor.
Rudolph Windsor.
Windsor. Well, look, I'll bring the book. I'll bring the book next time we meet.
What's it called? From
Babylon to Timbuktu.
From Babylon to Timbuktu. That's nice.
I'm trying to read that book. That has a lot of historical facts that matches up to what the Bible say concerning our people. Mm-hmm. A lot of so-called white people, they like to say that we've done nothing. That is a lie.
Yeah,
from since the beginning of time, mm-hmm. we have done a lot of things, even for this country, right?
For this country, yeah.
We've built a whole lot of things, but we don't even get
credit,
recognition, nothing. So we do the work, mm-hmm. and the so-called white men will take all the credit and all that stuff. And I won't be surprised if they put one of us to build the light bulbs for Thomas Edison. And
they already
just
do that.
Takes all the credit.
They already do that. I actually worked for a company that built light bulbs.
Right.
It's called Humble Lighting, and there was a factory in Sarasota.
Yeah.
And they put us all on the assembly line, you know.
Right.
And we would sit there and we'd make sure and just test it. And it was me, the white dude had, I'm not like, you know, like prejudice or anything, but they had the easier jobs. They had the easier jobs.
Exactly.
While me and you were trying to put the wires together, and then, you know, I don't remember the guy next to me, I think he's from Haiti.
Yeah.
But he would be testing the lights, you know. If
right.
it blew up on him, it blew up on him. But it's not like you die, but still, you know, like, we got to figure out the problems because those people couldn't figure it out, you know.
Yeah.
It's just like, okay.
That's exactly it. It's been hidden.
Yeah.
The amount of things that we've done in this country, but it all boils down back down to Deuteronomy 28, because We have disobeyed the Lord's commandments, and this is what the Lord knew our people, man. You know, we're great people, and if anything, instead of calling us savages and all this crap.
Yeah, so I'm tired of that word, And nowadays, like you said, we're supposed to look at, we were trained to hate each other and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
And now look at 2018, you got these rappers like 21 Savage and stuff, and everyone's like, savage this, savage that. Exactly. And we're all trying to kill each other, and we want to, it's just like, why?
See, that's what, and this, what I don't get is people who call the people of God today, those Jewish people, those are actually the kings of us, man. Those, and it traces back to the Bible, to his tribe, Amalek, from the Bible, right?
Yeah.
Apparently today, the way how these white people get into our land is through the Balfour Declaration. And the Balfour Declaration is controlled by no other than the Rothschilds. The Rothschilds, those are some Luciferian worshipping bunch of bastards. Every time you go to a party of them, mm-hmm. they show their worship and allegiance to Satan.
How do you spell that?
What?
Rothschilds.
R-O-T-H S C-H-I-L-D-S, like Rothschilds. Rothschild. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
And
Jewish family. Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
Mayor Frederick Mayer Bauer. He's one of the first original of the Rothschilds. They changed that name to Rothschild, which in Germany means Red Shield. In German, yeah, Red Shield. And that six-pointed star, that is not the Star of David. Amos 5:26. It was, that describes when, a lot of times we were worshiping these other people's gods, right?
Yeah.
But it actually was the Star of Molech. Star of Molech, and it's crazy, and it's all satanic worship. You see, when you worship in Baal, and you have this owl, the big owl, it's part of Babylon, it's part of Molech worship. Another thing to check out is the Bohemian Grove.
You know I'm Bohemian, right?
Bohemian.
That's what I'm. Czechoslovakian, French, Bohemian.
Wow.
So that's why, people are like, oh, blah, blah, blah. Not Bohemian, not like Bahamas.
Bahamas, Bohemian.
Bohemian, I'm Bohemian.
Bohemian Grove, that is a forest, that's a retreat. That all of the rich...
My stuff died, it's okay.
All of this, the rich white people, men, leaders, and, Microsoft, your Bill Gates, your George Bushes, they would go there every year. And what they do at night, they would have this ritual sacrifice. They'll bring a child, right? An infant child, and they would burn it up.
In the Old Testament, right?
Yeah, that's the...
Before we were alive?
They'll burn a child alive. And see, what happens is, that is the blood of the, the infant. It means
innocent
life. Yeah, innocent life. So the blood of that child is supposed to bring these Microsoft, these world leaders, more richness and prosperity. But that is under that worship of Baal and Molech. So actually, and another organization you should look into is Freemasonry.
I've heard of that. It's not good.
It's right? Not good. And actually, this
Freemason, it's got the G.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Everyone's like, yeah, I've heard a lot of bad things.
I mean, they have their own Bible too. And then you see that this is what a lot of people don't get, man. A lot of these churches, a lot of these white pastors, a lot of these denominations, their pastor would be part of the Masonry movement because of secret knowledge, you see. They know who we are, the so-called blacks living in America, Latinos, Native Americans. They know who we are. But you see, you ever wonder why there's so much illegal people coming in the U.S. every doggone day? You can't tell me that those illegal people would come in and do bad things, but they're talking to the Mexicans all the time. I really think that they really know who we are, and they want us all killed.
The illegal people, or?
No, the so-called white people.
Yep.
So-called live here.
So and we're strength in numbers, almost.
Yeah. So they're trying to kill us down. And you see, I think with us, the so-called blacks and the Latinos, we don't know that we can be brothers, but from one of the 12 tribes of Israel, you know? We can be brothers from a different tribe, but we don't know because we're divided and we are scattered among all the earth, even up to this day. And there is no other people in this earth that would go through this curse. We will never get ahead of another race or people, not in America, not in the land that we're in captivity, because of the curses set in Deuteronomy 28. Nobody else will deliver us except the Lord. So if anything, I would love to write articles involving our people. Please come back to the Bible. And a lot of times, a lot of our people, we might be history driven, and then we end up going into other religions, which is wrong, because they think that the Bible, it's just written by man, written by a white man, but that's not true.
Yeah, you're right, it's not.
It's not.
It's described, that's why it says, my book is written by men.
Holy men.
Holy men who transcribed my words.
Exactly. You know, 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 20 and 21 says that.
And
all people gotta understand that the Bible is such a spiritual book. It is so true.
Mm-hmm.
It cuts through the people's spirits.
It's because the Bible is sharper than two-edged
sword. Exactly. Exactly.
It's kind of scribed. And you're saying, like, we're all different from different tribes and stuff like that, right?
Right.
Well, I am of Asian culture.
Asian. You might be Japheth.
If you look there, Taichikis?
Yeah.
Taichikis. I'm sorry, Taichikis. I can't even say my own name.
Asiatic Christian who
was
took from us, accompanied by Apostle Paul.
Uh-huh.
In his journey from Macedonia to Jerusalem, he is also alluded to have been with Paul in Rome, where the apostles sent him to Ephesus, probably the purpose of building up and encouraging the church there.
In Asia. So that's where Ephesians comes from, Asian. And me just being part of Bohemian and Korean, you know, that's like kind of showing me like I got all these great mixes in me, you know. So that's why I feel, me personally, I get along better with people of color.
Yes.
Than I do with the white man. When I hang out with white man, I am, this is how they look at me, you know? They look at me like this. Like, I'm not much of anything.
But you know what? This is why I would really love to show that in the Bible, it talks about Esau not being anything. The Lord only gave him power to teach our people a lesson, because we were disobedient, we were rebellious people. And the same Deuteronomy 28, he will appoint your enemies to sell you as bond women, bond servants, and they scatter us so we're not even together as a family. That is the thing that the Lord set up, because he knew our people, you know?
Yeah.
But we were disobedient people, so that's why he allowed the so-called white man to rule over us and other nations too. Psalms 83.
Yeah.
It's a thing where other nations, they know that if we disobey the Lord will turn his face away from us, back on us. So then we're going through all of this trouble until we repent and turn back to the Lord. And we have been to captivity. In captivity, we have been to captivity in all the great kingdoms, like the Babylon, the Persians, the Greeks, and the Romans, the Roman Empire. Today, the United States, this is the last leg of the Roman Empire. Check out all the holidays. For Pete's sake, I hate it when you put Christ in the midst of Easter. That's Ishtar, that's the fertility goddess, right? Yeah, that's a god of eggs, fertility.
Yeah.
But you want to put Christ, risen, resurrection, and then afterwards you go Easter egg hunting? No, that's pagan.
Yeah, you're right.
And then, you know, I try to at least notify to Mr. Jose, Kuya Jose, about that. That
Brother Jose.
Well, Brother Jose, and then that and Christmas. Christmas is actually the celebration of Tammuz, Samarias and Nimrod's son.
Saint Nicholas.
Saint Nicholas is a satanic, from all of where Christmas originally comes from, is satanic.
Mm-hmm.
Santa Claus, that's just another, if you scramble the words together, Santa, it's Satan. You can look up this guy, Stephen Dollins.
Yeah, you're telling me about him. He's a satanic
ex-satanic pastor? Priest. Yes, converted. Yeah. He's converted now. But he can show you exactly what each holiday meant. Even Valentine's Day. Even Thanksgiving. Don't get me started with that. This is where the so-called white man came here. And he murdered the natives here. And he has the nerve to give God thanks for this land after you kill and you get the blood of all the men and all these people.
Yeah. That's insane.
Exactly.
This guy?
Yeah, that guy. On YouTube, he will show you the freak. Okay. But he would show you the concept of Christmas and his YouTube videos. Check him out on YouTube. And you definitely would see Christmas as one of those videos. But my mom should be looking at this, man.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
It's crazy. It's crazy, right?
But absolutely. If you want, what I can do for you is I can give you some articles to write down. Like, are you good at writing? You don't have to be good at writing. You don't have to be. All you gotta do is speak like you're doing right now.
Okay.
That's what our campaign is all about. You know, we are there to help people. If you can't speak good at like if English isn't your first language, that's something
it is, but you know,
like, that's something we help people with. Like, you see, this is it. This Facebook page It's a community of writers offering tips, prompts, and encouragement, you know.
A-plus editing and content creation is a firm that creates the marketing and sales content, right?
And, like, if we want to market, you know, the right way of people, you know, and you want to get your... You see, my logistical and commercialized part of my business is to gather people from all different resources and all different types of supplies and put them together and then disperse of it so everybody gets hurt. So, you know, maybe you're going to be talking to somebody who's actually looking for that type of resource, and then that person's going to come back to you. Clients and agents and things like that in a business aspect. But there's, you know, we've done like so much.
I'll look up your page to A plus editing when I get home or something, or
yeah, absolutely.
When I do have a downtime.
I'll send it to you, you know, through my Facebook.
Okay, that's good.
We encourage people, like we've got 5-star ratings. The more people that sit and view us and like that believe in it, you know,
yeah,
it's just better off that way, because this is, you know,
stop, security check.
Okay. Yes, I am human.
You say you're human?
Yeah, it's trying to make sure that I'm a human being. Editor. Alright, anyways, but you get it, you know,
yeah.
And we're looking for people to write, and not only help, you know, because we want you to be part of the team, you know, these are both of my accounts, you know, that's helped both of my businesses, and the resources that we've had were just amazing, you know, like, if it wasn't for this person right here,
yeah.
You know, she wouldn't have... You know, this is the reason why everything's alive here.
Right.
I'm trying to find... There's a really important person I'm looking for. And we were having conversations, and... show older. He actually helped me with a lot of things. Like, he helped me become a better writer, too. I just gotta find him. Let me see. I can't find them. But anyways, you know, these are the things that we would like, and I would totally like you to invest your time into it. You know, every Wednesday we meet up, whatever. You can just give me something. We could even talk like this every once a week. I'll show you the final product, you know, like the final product. It's great, and within a year, I'm writing a story right now. Okay, so you'll be a part of my story, of course, you know, because you're a great believer in everything.
Of course.
But every day, it's almost like it's almost like my diary. The more I write to myself, the more I remember who I am, and I go through God to tell me what I'm supposed to be here for, because I'm not here for myself. I wouldn't kill myself. I would. What does it say? If you try to save yourself,
you. According to the word,
you'll lose yourself.
If you go after your life, you will
lose it.
But if you lose it for my sake, you will gain life.
Exactly. And that's what he references that, and paraphrases it to Revelations, you know, that you'll get that white robe, you know, for being prosecuted for sharing his word. I'd rather be prosecuted for sharing his word than thinking that I'm right, trying to make $1 million.
Right.
That's why this movement has been going on for 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 6 years.
6 years.
Not much money. Not much money, but guess what? It's building so spiritually.
Exactly.
People are coming together with their own investments and their own money. And we're not looking for $1 million. We're just here to help people.
Right.
you know, we're here to help the foundation of the development of the urban poor, you know. Like, what did you say that one verse was, Rich?
Okay, I gotta look for it, and I'm sorry.
Oh, we can find it right now.
Yeah, look up
what was the verse?
Strive not to be rich.
Yeah.
Okay, strive not to be rich. What scripture relates to labor not to be rich? Yes, King James Version. Cease from thy... Okay, it's Proverbs 23:4.
Labor not to be rich. Cease from the own wisdom.
Your own wisdom.
And that reminds me of Solomon. He got so wise that...
I think he wrote Ecclesiastes.
He said, life is meaningless. Life is meaningless.
Serve the Lord.
Yeah. Life is meaningless unless you serve the Lord. There's a time for everything.
Yep.
You know? That's my favorite. I read that when I told you I went away for 40 days. That's what I did. I read Ecclesiastes. That was the third book I read. I read Romans, Ephesians, Ecclesiastes. Of course, I read Proverbs. And what else did I read? Revelation.
Mm-hmm.
All those books, you know, I studied them. Psalms, I read them every day.
And you know, that's another thing I would like to share is, you know, the white man, what he did during his Illuminati movement in 1776, the same year when this country was formed. The Illuminati formed this organization called the Biblical Destruction Group. That group took out the Apocrypha from the original. If you have the original King James Version right now, 1611 Bible, that has the Apocrypha in it, it exposes the so-called white man down to the T. You see, the Bible has something for everybody, you know?
Yeah.
And I will show you. A lot of churches, what Sherwin is saying tonight, the Lord loves everybody. That is not true. Because when you read in Romans chapter 9, you can read from verses 1 to 13, and you could clearly say, the Lord loves Jacob, but he hates Esau. Esau is the so-called white man. When you go into Genesis 25, and you read about, or you find which chapter, I think 25 or 27, you find which chapter it talks about Isaac and Rebekah, right? Rebekah was giving birth to two sons, Esau and Jacob. Esau is the red and hairy guy. These are all white folks. What the heck are you seeing? Red skin, red and hairy, all right? He was stupid enough to give his birthright for porridge, for rare meat.
Yeah.
Some of the things that they even simply do today dates back to the Bible. That's what a lot of people don't know.
No, they don't understand.
They don't understand. And even the Bible even describes, okay, there was two guys kicking up in her womb. Those are two nations having war with each other. Esau came out first. He shall rule the earth until the end of the world. This is becoming towards the end of the world. And Jacob will be ruling in the next kingdom. So here it is, right now, we have been persecuted, people of color, you know? And they like to put us with Africans. We're not Africans. We don't have the same spirit. Because we were made to know God and His Bible.
We're made to, like we're born to hate, but we're made to love.
Right.
You know, that's the biggest thing.
Yeah. So that's the thing, man. Our people, if anything, I would just like to write an encouragement to our people and say, look, we are created to do good works. Don't worry what the white man say. We are going through this right now.
important because it is ordained in the Bible, because not ordained but prophesied in the Bible, that we, if we obey and keep the Lord's commandments, imagine dark people would have ruled the earth. But
we kind of still do.
Yeah.
Or not we, I'm sorry, like, I mean, like, they kind of still do, you know, but, because this is God's, not God's, well, Satan's playground.
Yeah, right now.
Yeah.
The Lord gave the earth into the hands of the wicked. These so-called white people, they don't know that they're wicked. They are made to be wicked. Romans 9. You're going to read from first 1 to 13. You see, in his churches, he's controlled the Baptist, all the denominations, mm-hmm. and they like to cover it up. They say, oh, God loves everybody. But that's not true. The word specifically says that. The so-called white man, if he kills us, he doesn't think anything of it. He thinks it's right. Mm-hmm. But in God's eyes, it's wrong. If you read Hebrews 12:17, it makes it clear there is no repentance for Esau. Esau is the white man. Edom is what he becomes. Idumea, that's the Greek. The Greek name for Edom, but it all goes down to Esau. But you see, a lot of us don't know that the Lord has used him as the sword. His blessing is the sword,
mm-hmm.
which is today, all the guns and all the weapons. Those are the swords of the day,
mm-hmm.
guns. And also, that's Esau's blessing. That's the so-called white man's blessing. But the Lord has let the so-called white man build, but he will destroy his kingdom. And then there's a lot of things. A lot of these churches like to preach, we all rule together, okay? Thinking that, the so-called white man thinking that he could put his image of white Jesus, that is Cesare Borgia.
Mm-hmm.
When you look up Cesare Borgia, you would see the so-called white Christ. And the so-called white man, what he likes to do, he likes to put his face over the history of the people who have made history before. Job 9:24, Job, like Job, but it's Job,
mm-hmm.
9:24. And there's other scriptures in Obadiah's, in your Zechariah's, in your Zephaniah's.
Meshach,
Shadrach, and Abednego, that's where.
Those are my favorite. That's my favorite three people.
Three people, yeah, because they stood for the Lord, yep. In the line of fire, but the Lord spared them.
They literally sat on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. We can definitely share some more of this.
Session more of this, yeah, man. But, brother.
Yeah, I gotta get some sleep.
I'm going to work 4:30.
Yeah. You too?
No, I'm off tomorrow, but.
I'm off. I work until 12. I work 12 to 4 tomorrow, so I kind of get some sleep.
All right.
But, lay it off. I'll call you if you want to hang out. We can do something.
Okay.
Beach, sunset, whatever. I might show you some cool stuff.
Some cool stuff over the internet.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'll keep that in mind. What I'll try to do is I want to go to my friend's shop and
work on the boat.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
But yeah, man.
Blessings, man. Thank you for doing this, man.
Yeah. Don't forget.
Strong handshake.
Yeah.
All right, man. Have a good one, man, brother. All right.
All right. Thank you.
Bless.
Okay,
and
but
you didn't know this?
Stop. Please stop. Okay, please stop. Excuse
so this is another moment of...
Yeah, but
said
you
have a
book.
He said, okay.
Stop.
All I see is it says, stop, please stop. All it says on the Google thing is stop, please stop.
Is that Broadway
voice?
Is
Jared boy? What? Boy? Bate boy.
We're not Jamaican, so I don't know what that means.
but she kind of knew what that meant. It's just a recording thing. It has no camera.
Yeah, but you didn't make me sign any documentation that said it was okay to record.
Well, this is you signing.
I mean, I have to get my lawyers involved.
You have a lawyer or a public defender? Which one?
First of all, you can't be asking. No, I don't have any.
Search it.
You said
anyways. This is good.
What?
So how was your sandwich?
Am I right?
No cheese on.
No, listen, stop.
Okay.
How's your friendship with Cheyenne?
I needed this humor in my life, bro. I missed it.
I just want you to be
I don't even know.
He's not gay.
Does Shannon go to, do you go on Sunday morning?
I used to, but like,
he's not gay.
He works on Saturdays, so.
He's not gay. I don't work on Saturdays.
How is God?
What's
all
happening?
Is good. So you can't
you
deny
invite
that.
Invite me to go to morning service too.
Yeah, but that's
I don't know.
Anyways, I used to go because she would like pick me up for morning service, so.